BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I was born with a disability on my right leg.
I didn't know there were disabled sports. You need to give others the spotlight sometimes. People are interested, but they don't see them.
I'm always panicking about something.
Same. It's how we burn calories.
Hey everyone, today I'm talking to a true icon of the sport of wheelchair tennis, someone that I have played more times than I can count. She's a multi-time Paralympic gold medalist, a career Grand Slam champion in doubles, and an absolute powerhouse of Dutch wheelchair tennis. Please meet Aniek van Coot.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm very excited.
It's cool for like our friendship now. I feel like this is a new level for us because we've never done something professional like this before where I'm asking you questions.
So we were always on the same side of the camera being interviewed.
I know.
So, yeah, I love this as well. It's different.
It is. It's different, but it's fun. Well, to let people get to know you, I'd love if you could just talk to us about how you got into sports and then specifically wheelchair tennis.
So I was born with a disability on my right leg. And because of that, I wasn't really good at any sports. I didn't know there were any disabled sports, to be honest, or wheelchair sports for that matter. My parents, they owned a tennis center, and so there was always tennis around, and I always loved it, but I wasn't able to run. So I just stood there and hoped the ball would come towards me. And at the age of 10, my mom saw a documentary about wheelchair tennis, and that's when I first tried it.
Wow. What was the documentary? Do you remember? Like, was it about a specific person?
Yeah, the greatest, the GOAT, probably. Well, indeed is a GOAT. About Esther Vergeer and her coach, Aad Swaan. And I remember going to have a look, and it was my first proper tennis lesson. And I remember going in there without shoes because I was like, I'm not going to make my feet dirty anyway. It's stupid. And I saw the rest on the court. I was like, oh my God. So yeah, that's how it all started.
Oh my God, you weren't wearing shoes. Were you at least wearing socks?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I feel like I just needed like a full visual of like what you went in there. Like, but honestly, like when I was a kid.
Not a good visual.
When I was a kid, I remember I used to wear jeans to tennis practice because I was like, well, I'm not moving my legs. Like I can wear whatever. And I look at that now and I'm like, that's so cringy. I would never do that now. But so you're not alone. Like you don't wear shoes. I wore jeans.
I wore a Spice Girls t-shirt on court. It's okay.
Do that again.
To make it fashion again.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about Esther. I feel like that's like the perfect segue into my next question. The Netherlands has always been this huge powerhouse and the literal gold standard in wheelchair tennis. You've had Esther, Dita, you, Jiska, Sharon, like all these incredible women. And like for as long as my career has spanned and then even before that, I think the beauty of that shows that all of you have been able to manipulate your game styles to remain at the top. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about how you've done that over the years as tennis has changed and how that changes with your mindset as well as your physical training.
We get this question obviously quite a lot because if you see in the history of Paralympics, there's always been a Dutch flag on the podium, at least in women's wheelchair tennis. The first advantage we have is Holland is just so small. It's unbelievably small. And if we all say we train in the same a city or a town, we all only have to drive like an hour and a half to get there. Also, we are very happy that there are some people that put their time and energy into coaching wheelchair tennis and from the beginning. So we have some great pioneers in it. Yeah, for me, I just wanted, like, my mentality was seeing Esther, like, oh my God, she gets to travel the world and she has a great forehand, but I reckon I can hit it harder. I was just like, oh my God, I can do that too. Maybe I can. And of course, I had the highest respect for her and Sharon and everyone. You just want to keep up with them. You want to not lose. That's not a very optimistic way of thinking.
That's a competitive mindset, though. It makes sense. Like, you want to be the best. You don't want to lose. So you're going to have to work really hard and emulate what other people are doing and then do it better.
Yeah, but right now I have the mentality like... before it was, I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose 0-0. But now I'm like, I want to win. And what can I do to win? And yeah, we also had like the National Tennis Foundation backing us up all the time. Still to this day, I think we can be very grateful for them. It's just a good atmosphere. And also we had some really good head coaches over the last years. Dennis Sporrel. We now have Amanda Hopmans. She used to be the coach of Dida. And she's really a beacon of light, and she's really nice. She's really calm and understands.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yes.
Well, pivoting a little bit, just to talk about the different Grand Slams, you've played all of them, so you know the different energies that they bring, like the AO is the happy slam, and you know, Wimbledon is Wimbledon, Roland Garros is Roland Garros. The U.S. Open has its own energy. So I just love to hear from a player's perspective what you think about the difference between New York and the other three slams. And then how do you prepare for one versus another? Or is it all the same?
So you're right. Australia is a happy slam. And you come in from the middle of winter, you come into the blazing sun. You're like, this is extreme. But it's always very nice there. Paris is nice, but chaotic.
French
and very chaotic, if I may say so. They do respect wheelchair tennis. I mean, they make the French players and myself once as well. I play on Susan Langland court, which is amazing. Wimbledon, because they have a lot of good British players as well. Yeah, Wimbledon is Wimbledon. There's only one Wimbledon, of course. But the vibe that New York gives, it's amazing. I come from a very small town. I mean, if I would drop my groceries or something, the whole town would know about it. Or if I would do something stupid, like the gossip is always there. But New York, it's a different vibe. It's unbelievable. I remember coming there for the first time. It was 2008 or 2009. And I didn't dare to go outside. I was like, I'm going to get lost. So I waited the whole day for my friend Jiska to arrive. I'm like, can we go outside for a sandwich? He's like, no more way to go. But the tournament itself, what you see is like everything is just so big. America is just bigger and biggest. And the setup is just, it's so overwhelming and just... I think it's beautiful, and they treat you as the same athletes. And I remember winning that 2013 edition in singles. And this woman, she came up to me with like the big visor on her head, and she was like, oh my God, you put up a great show. I was like, oh,
not the American accent. Why is it that when anyone imitates someone from America, it's Southern? What's that about?
She was Southern.
Okay.
what? But I was like, well, I'm happy that I gave you a good show, but I'm just really happy with my title here.
Oh my gosh. Do you feel like New York is the loudest of the slams? Because Australia can be loud, but it's different. Like New York is like there's music.
New York is the loudest.
Yeah.
Is the loudest.
Do you like that or hate it?
I don't mind. I really don't mind. What I do mind is the weed that it's like, and it's not, we don't even have that much weed in Amsterdam, it feels like. Well, it's just the smell of the park, like adjacent to it. It's a little bit intense, but we were
very
like last
certain
year,
smell.
We were like, don't inhale too deep because otherwise we'll get a positive test.
Oh my gosh.
But, no, the people are very friendly and welcoming and yeah, I love it. But they do need to step up their tournament merch. Willen has nicer stuff.
Do you know what? I think you're right about that. There's a lot of like the t-shirts and the hoodies and caps, but like Wimbledon, like I have that really nice wool blanket.
Yeah.
You've got some really nice like home wares. Where's that from the US Open? Like, let's get a little bit more, like let's do a collab with like Martha Stewart. Something, you know, there's a lot of better things. Right. There's different stuff we could do.
Yeah.
They can like give us a cut from the merch because it was our idea.
Yeah, if we'll design it. It's okay.
Well, still on the topic of playing at the US Open, you mentioned your win in 2013. Do you have any other like favorite competitive memories there? Singles, doubles?
Of course. There's only one and you're in it.
Oh, I love this memory. Go ahead and tell it.
Our doubles. We were playing, who was it? Lucy.
It was Lucy and Yui. We were the first ever women's match on Arthur Ashe Stadium for wheelchair tennis.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards, payback, and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And the first moment that I stepped on this court, I was like, the whole population of my town fits in here. That's a lot.
Like six times.
And I just remember we lost the first and
badly.
Yeah, badly. And we didn't start off that well in the second. And then we found this momentum and we kept going and it just worked. And John and back then my coach Michelle, they were like, yeah, this is good. I saw them nodding at each other, like, yeah, this is good. And it's just a moment. It was so good. And actually, like, of course, it wasn't filled, the stadium, but it was, there were a lot of people.
There were a lot of people, but it looked like no one because it's, for those that don't know, Arthur Ashe Stadium is the largest tennis stadium in the entire world. I don't know how many people it fits, but it's a heck of a lot.
Yeah. So, but still, there was a lot. And I was so gutted that we didn't win it after, that we lost the finals. I cried and I'd never shocked you.
Oh.
But anyway, still making that final, that was amazing. And
that's my awesome. Buzzer trophy over there.
Can see it.
Yeah. No, that was one of my favorite memories too. That was my very first slam I ever played. And I played doubles with you. We were on that big stadium. And then I just remember when we went to that third set tiebreak, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed. Like, Anik is such a good player and she's my friend, but I don't want to let her down. And I remember, I think, was like the match point. It was like a forehand that I had down the middle. And I remember being so nervous. And I remember you kept hyping me up the whole time. You were like, we got this. You can do it. Like we both hit.
Your puzzle.
Oh my gosh. I was so excited. And then the video of you and I hugging at the end because we're so happy. Yeah, that's one of my favorite memories forever. But that makes me happy that it's also one of yours. That's so cool. We can
share. No, it is. Yeah.
Aw. Well, talking about crowds, noise, all of those types of things, I feel like one of the things that creates more fan engagement and like a bigger base for wheelchair tennis is having a Paralympic Games in a city. So like you look at London 2012 and what that did for just even awareness of wheelchair tennis. Like I remember when I lived over there, I was shocked that people saw me with tennis stuff and were like, oh, do you play at Wimbledon? And I was like, no one would ever ask me that in America. They would never. And then, you know, you and I have played Roland Garros for years. We didn't really have a lot of fans turn out to watch us. And then after Paris, when there were like huge crowds, I was seeing different footage from this year's. And the crowds were so much bigger. Putting our matches on Suzanne Langland and having there be a big crowd, I think you can argue that the Paralympics are that thing that gets people to see that the sport exists. And so that when we're at the slams, they're like, oh, I want to watch that match. So do you think like LA could possibly be a change for what happens in New York? That could be like a catalyst to elevate fan support, media coverage and everything for the US Open?
I think so. I mean, if you see the crowds already there, like you say, expanding and people do want to see it.
Yeah, they love it.
They love it. And US Open, they get the chance to use that vibe, that momentum, actually. And then expand it for LA. And the US Open has always been good at media in general, like able-bodied wheelchair as well. But now it's time to hop on that train of coverage and attention, actually. So now's the momentum, I think. And I think LA is going to be wild.
I know. I think I can't wait to see what that one is like. It's going to be big for sure. Yeah. I can only imagine opening ceremonies, the people that are going to be performing.
Yeah. Oh, but there was one thing, though, that when people ask you, did you play Wimbledon? I had the same 3 days ago when I flew back from Wimbledon, going back home. And I was getting my luggage in at the airport and I couldn't get my second wheelchair, my tennis chair. Okay. And they're like, no, we saw a tag that you played Wimbledon, so you have to pay for it. So that's the other side. I'm like, me?
They were like, oh, you have money to pay for this? Because we just saw you play.
Yeah, that's how I perceived it. I was like, this is
the audacity.
Yeah, I was like, it's still a wheelchair.
Yeah, you're like, it's still wheelchair tennis. We still don't make a whole lot.
No.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. But you have your wheelchair and everything's okay. It just costs.
No, I'm still missing my bags. So it's okay. Well, it's not recent.
Shout out to whatever airline did that to you. Well, you were talking a little bit earlier about how you now have AC in your bedroom, which I fully applaud because I'm an AC queen. Looking ahead at weather in New York. New York is always humid. It's hot.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have a lot of rain. You've been preparing for heat in a way that you never have because the Euro summer this year has been insane. I saw like France was hotter than Florida where I am, and I couldn't believe it at one point this year. So maybe your preparation won't be quite so drastic as it has been in years past, but do you like playing in the heat? Do you have to tailor
I don't mind.
Hydration, nutrition? Like, does that change anything for you? And do you clearly like it?
No, I'm fine with it. I always say that. I always sweat like a pig. It's disgusting.
Same.
But it just works. And I always wear black on court. And then you can see like the crystals. I'm like, oh, you look disgusting.
But, the salt on your skin.
Oh, but I put more salt in my drinks, more electrolytes. I try to keep out of the sun as much as I can. We do prepare in heat chambers. So we do our physical training in heat. So that's okay.
What does that look like for those that have never trained in a heat chamber?
It's like it's a small room and they put heaters like in front of us. It's blowing hot air and we make it to 35 degrees Celsius. So it's 80, 90.
And what do you do in these chambers? You're like on the bike or you're like...
Yeah, a hand bike and a normal bike for like an hour. It's boring.
Like multiple times a day or what?
Once a day.
Oh, that's gross. I would really hate that. I think I would really.
It's not my favorite. Like it's not my favorite.
But then again, I guess for me, I just have to open my front door and go outside.
Well, there you go.
One of the next questions I have kind of piggybacks on how we're talking about momentum of wheelchair tennis, more fan base. looking back at how everything has progressed, you look at there's been a big increase in prize money in terms of name recognition. People know who we are. The growth has been fantastic, but I'd love to hear from your opinion what one major barrier or challenge you think the next generation of female players needs to tackle to keep pushing the sport forward, especially when a lot of the publicity is very like Tokito Oda, Alfie Hewitt heavy. Like, what can we do from the women's side to keep that push going?
I think already in Holland as well, like we have more women than some that are in the spotlight. And for women's tennis internationally, you need to give others the spotlight sometimes. People are interested, but they don't see them often. So a huge shout out, for example, to Lizzie de Greef. I mean, there was a tournament in Rome where she beat everyone, including me. Or Jiska Griffin. She's been at it for such a long time. Give her like a nice shout out, for example. Or Lucy Schuker, who at the age of 45, I believe, played Wimbledon again.
That's just giving people their flowers, like supporting each other.
Yeah, and especially women for women as well, like that you can see that there's more than just those few players. Of course, they deserve every recognition there is because they've done so well and they've won so many Grand Slams. But the public sees that there are more people at the game.
I agree. And that keeps it interesting for people to watch because it's not just five players that play wheelchair tennis. There's actually like 10 of us. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well, we'll switch to rapid fire questions.
Boy, I love them.
I know, they're fun. Okay, so don't think too much. Just give me your answer. We're going to dive right in. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, one word to describe New York fans.
Loud.
Good one. You're about to go on to a packed Arthur Ashe Stadium, but this time I'm not with you. So it's just for you. What's your ultimate pre-match hype song right now?
Lady Gaga, Applause.
Oh, that's a really good one. That always makes me think of that hamster commercial. I don't know if you would have had that in the Netherlands. Look it up. Look up Lady Gaga, Applause hamster commercial after that. It's a cute.
Yeah, I will.
First New York cheat meal or snack that you crave as soon as your tournament is over?
A burger. No, club sandwich.
What do you get on? Oh, club sandwich. Okay. I was going to say, do you get a cheeseburger or a hamburger? But we're switching to club sandwich. Sport icon outside of tennis that you admire that's inspired you?
Virgil van Dijk. Right now, I'm just in awe of him. He's resilient. He's a soccer player. The post-match interviews are amazing. I like him.
Okay, I'll have to look for them.
And I saw him at Wimbledon. I was like, hey.
What's a favorite activity you have outside of tennis when you have a day off at a tournament?
Shopping or Lego.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say those two things. And we have done both of those together.
Yes.
Rain delays in tennis means there's a ton of waiting around. What do you do to relieve the boredom?
I play on my farm on Heyday.
Heyday. Not Heyday. Okay. That's why that Southern accent's so strong. You're like, listen, I'm on the farms,
y'all,
my cows, I'm doing it all. I love that. I respect it. What's the absolute worst piece of tennis advice that you've ever received?
Well, you're probably going to lose, so you maybe go for a game or two. I'm like, okay, thanks.
My God, I've had coaches say stuff like that to me too, and you're kind of like, do you hear yourself?
Like, I'm not going to start.
Like, what kind of person would say, anyway, I've had that as well. On a happier note, what would you tell a young Anique when she was first packing her bags to go compete internationally?
Don't forget the pile of shirts that's on the kitchen table. I've forgotten so many stuff over the years. And of course, to not worry so much. Enjoy the ride. Don't worry so much.
Good advice.
Like my name, Anique, rhymes on panic,
which is the title of your book, right? You have a
I'm always panicking about something.
Same. It's how we burn calories.
Yeah.
Last question. What's the world's biggest misconception or like the biggest lie about wheelchair tennis?
We earn as much as the Sinners and Djokovic.
Yeah, that we can pay for everything with airlines just because we play Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to add or say?
Just come out and watch at the US Open. Viewers and listeners from this podcast, I would love to meet them and hit a ball with them. I'd be so excited to meet people at the US Open. I can't wait to go there. And just in general, if you are thinking about starting wheelchair tennis, enjoy it. It might be hard. And it might be stressful. I saw you at, for example, in Paris. Yeah, you need to enjoy it as well. And you did. You fought your, you left it all out there. I mean, you fought so hard. Like, for example, last week I lost in the quarters. And now looking back, I'm like, well, I really did try my best. And I looked good on the photos. So what was I worrying?
Win-win. That's the win. The photos... Yeah. Forever. People forget the score. The photos are forever.
Yeah. That's also a big misconception in tennis. I don't look as bad in real life as I do on some tennis photos.
I look awful in some tennis photos. Every time I hit a forehand, my hand does this weird thing. I don't know what it is. It's like my hand is possessed. It moves in these weird ways. Every single photo, my hand's doing something different. And I never feel it when I'm playing. And my face goes like this. Sports photos in general do not capture us at our prettiest. But it's because we're trying so hard. Our bodies aren't trying to look pretty. But every once in a while, when you have the pretty photo while you're being athletic, that's like chef's kiss.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Anique. You are the definition of a warrior on court, and you're an absolute joy off of it. I have had some of my favorite tennis memories with you. You're one of my favorite people. And you've shown year after year that longevity in elite sport is powered by a deep love for the game and an unyielding work ethic. So thank you for always bringing your fierce competitive fire, your humor, and your heart to the tour. Make sure you follow Anique's journey as she takes on the world's best in New York later this year. For those that don't know, wheelchair tennis is the second week of every slam. You can follow her on Instagram and all the other socials. Show her some love. Come out to New York and hit some balls with her. And thanks everyone for tuning into Flame Bearers. Don't miss next week's episode where I'll be back with another amazing athlete. See you then.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.